broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
All right, Stone Payton, Lee Cantor back with you from ATD 2017 special editions of Learning Insights, brought to you by our friends at Training Pros. In this segment, Lee, we have with us Manager of Organizational Development with NASCO. Please join me in welcoming to the show Miss Kim Ziprich. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to Atlanta.
Well, Kim, how are you enjoying the show so far?
It's good. There's lots to do and lots to see, lots to hear and learn.
Now, what's your second favorite part? I know your favorite part is being on the show.
There you go.
That's true.
That's a given.
I would say having my colleague here with me today is also a big plus.
Because that's what's great about these conferences. You get to kind of hang out with people you hadn't seen in a while.
Yes, I love that. And yesterday I did with a friend from GP, so it's nice to kind of get to network with some other people.
All right. Well, today's topic is Leaders Learning Now. You want to talk about that?
What I'd like to talk about.
You have a program. It has a unique name.
Yes.
I bet you came up with this name.
We did. Colleen, who's standing next to me, we did. So some research we were doing last year in preparation for building a business case for leadership in our program to my senior leaders, we kept stumbling across this concept of VUCA, which stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. And it really came out of the military like 20 plus years ago when the first Gulf War started coming out, but it's migrated into corporate.
Sounds like my life.
It is. It's everybody.
Volatility, uncertainty.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's really the point, is that everybody's dealing, and that's really the new norm for the work today. And so what do leaders need to do to deal with VUCA and combat that in their environment?
So what do they need to do?
Well, if you looked at some of the research, we coined it what we call an UNVUCA.
UNVUCA.
And the U in the N stands for you need. And what that means is you need vision. My brain just went blank. Sorry. You need vision, understanding, clarity, and really what the leader needs is to be agile. So how do they need to adjust and learn and develop and grow and help their people with all these changes that are happening, having to make decisions without all the information, just being bombarded by information is overwhelming. I think all of us deal with that. So that's really what we're trying to focus on, is how do we help the leader become more agile?
So now in your company, this leadership program is going on and you're deploying it right now, or what stage are you at it?
So we're in the middle of developing and delivering. It's a pilot. We're working with one of our VPs and his directs, so more senior leaders. It is across kind of functional group, because we do have some managers in there. And we're building it in real time as we're delivering it. So we're really literally building and delivering within the same month to 6 weeks.
Because you have to be agile. That's one of the letters.
We are drinking the VUCA water at the same time we're trying to help people deal with VUCA.
That's an idea, too. You should have VUCA water. So you're going to have smart people. You do have smart people within your own walls, where you can get a lot of the information, the disciplines, the practices, the strategies, the structure, the methodology for living the good VUCA, not the second one, right?
The UNVUCA, yes.
But how do you get that knowledge out? How do you get that information out and on the page or on the screen? That takes some work, right? Getting from the subject matter experts, the people who are doing it well already.
Yeah, and so part of what we're doing is we're taking each of those concepts and kind of looking at volatility, a lot of rapid change. What do you need to do? Well, with vision, you need to make sure you have clarity where your team's going and the direction. And do you have a team story? And are you helping your team embrace that? And do others?
Yeah, because you got to have those real life stories, right? You can't just, it's one thing to have the principle. You got to do this, but then the story, the legend, yeah.
And we're trying to make this really relevant and meaningful so that it's applicable to that leader today. It's not some conceptual thing or something that they have no application when they get back to their office. We're really trying to make it have value to their work today and really kind of immerse them in that, but then help them understand what they need to do, become more self-aware, build on their emotional intelligence, and then how do you need to become a better leader and a more agile leader.
So now how are you choosing the people that are going to participate?
So the VP selected, he volunteered and asked that his, because he wanted to do some leadership development, so it's his leaders that are involved in the program. And then hopefully from the pilot, we'll get support and funding to
roll it out.
Roll it out further next year.
But to those, but to higher level people, this isn't going to be company-wide?
No, I'd like it to be really company-wide at that director, senior manager, manager level, and really try to focus in on helping them, you know, deal with the realities of VUCA world.
And then is it something where they're going to nominate, you'll be nominated, or you have to take an assessment to be chosen to get into the program?
We haven't really decided that yet. Really what we would prefer to do is focus in on the leaders that we want to retain.
Right.
Oh, well, there's an
idea. That's a good idea.
So it's not just looking for people down the hall that are freaking out and say, boy, that guy needs some VUCA.
Okay.
That's right.
Don VUCA.
You decide who you really want to keep around, and you say, look, we got to get this guy VUCA-ized.
Yeah, we have a lot of people work for our company for a long time, and so attrition isn't really an issue, but we also facing people getting ready to retire, boomers leaving, and we're already dealing with some of that. So what do we need to do to prepare future leaders? And that's where I feel like this program could be very beneficial to someone.
Well, I'm thinking some of those people that are retiring, some of them are inherently good at this, right? They are a little more resilient than the average bear.
They can be. It depends on their personality. That's one of the things we've invested in is in built in some assessments to try to help that person understand their strengths, but also where they struggle. So some people have a natural affinity to dealing with rapid change, and then other people, it takes a little more time. They'll come around, but they may just need more time.
But it'd be nice to get the ones that seem to have a little bit of a handle on it. It would be nice to get that information out of them, get some ideas from them on how they're doing. Before they walk out the door.
Absolutely. And we are also assessing and surveying the participants, so we're getting information back from them real time to make adjustments to the program and, you know, try to encourage them to work with their leader and do those things.
So when you're doing something kind of on the fly like this and you're learning and you're tweaking as you go, how do you know at the end of the day you're done?
I'm laughing because I'm looking over at Colleen. We don't always know we're done. I mean, I think that's part of it, is we realize there's so much more we would love to do and could do, but time is the biggest constraint that we deal with. And so we're, again, trying to focus in on that umbrella of things that we think a leader needs. And then if you need something very specifically for your development, then we would work with you on an individual level with a coach. And so it, which might be different than, say, for myself. So again, trying to apply that individual piece as well as kind of across
the team. So you're using it kind of as a jumping off point. It's not an end all be all.
No. I don't believe really leadership is. I mean, I think it's constantly evolving. It's a process. It's not a one and done. You know, I always use the analogy, if I could stick you in leadership paint and let you dry, once you dry and you're hard and you know how to lead, I'd make a lot of money. But that's not how it works.
Right?
So I think this is evolution and it'll continue to evolve. And depending upon, you know, support, then we'll see what the next iteration looks like.
Now, how do you know at the end of the day that you did a good job? Like, what are you doing that at the end you're high-fiving?
Well, I have to tell you, so just within the last week and a half, we were with the VP. We meet with him monthly just to do a touch point. And within 5 minutes into the initial conversation, he says, Kim, I'd like you to set up a meeting with the CEO. We need to start seating this with him and I need to help him understand some of the things that we're already seeing in our leaders and share with him why we need to invest in this. So to me, that was the biggest compliment as well as ROI that I can get right now, you know, this far into the program, knowing that we're doing something that's making a difference. And if he's willing to get out there and put his neck out and believes in it, I believe it'll go further.
Right. You must be on the right track.
Yes, sir.
That has to feel good. And to your point earlier, we all know that competency in any domain, and certainly in leadership, it's a moving target, right? Mm-hmm. So you get it nailed this year, this quarter, whatever. There need to be adjustments. And so even if everything goes well and you're able to measure the impact, you're able to document it, you've got to provide that reinforcement for that group, and you got to make those ongoing tweaks going forward. So you shouldn't be out of a job for some time.
Good. I'm hoping not. I kind of like my job.
Now, any lessons learned since this is a work in progress?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, building a SAM, you know, in agile kind of model and designing and developing in real time.
It sounded good on the whiteboard, right?
It's hard. I'm telling you.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And, you know, sometimes we don't get it right. We do our very best. So far, we haven't really had any big hiccups. But I think that's been a challenge. I think time is like I said, is our greatest challenge. So really trying to find the most relevant, meaningful things that we think will have the biggest impact, biggest bang for the buck for the leader. That's probably been a real big, you know, aha, make sure we're continuously doing that.
All right, so there's making those adjustments in content, but also in medium, right, in platform. So is a lot of this instructor-led at the
moment? No. We started with 4-hour instructor-led, but before that, you took an online assessment. We have virtual synthesis sessions in between. We have self-study. You meet with your coach.
Oh, you're already going.
Man.
All of it.
What do they call that?
Blended learning.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Nah. Well, fantastic. All right, so where can your colleagues go to learn more, maybe if they want to have a conversation with you and maybe try to implement something? Because you guys, y'all help each other out a lot, this learning, training, development, talent development.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to share, you know, more than happy to share what we've done, and, you know, they may have something I could learn from, so they certainly can contact me. I work for NASCO, NASCO.com.
All right, and so they can maybe reach out there or LinkedIn or
LinkedIn's a good idea too. Yep, I'm happy to connect.
There's probably not a lot of Zipricks.
No, I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not too many. All right, before I let you go, though, next couple of days here, you're gonna hang out, meet more people. You looking for something specific?
Well, we're going to walk the floor today in the expo hall to see if there's some different vendors, some things that we have a need for in the program that we're looking at, you know, in this program and some others, and see if there's some vendors that might have something we just don't know anything about.
All right. It might be Tequila Tuesday as well. I don't know. I'll look that up for you.
Oh, my. Okay.
Well, Kim Zipric, thank you so much for coming to visit with us.
Appreciate it.
This has been a lot of fun. All right, we'll be back in a few after lunch or in 5 minutes. I don't know which yet. Stone and Lee here for ATD 2017.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.